Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. We're expecting an update from authorities in Aurora about a fire that gutted the city's historic and vacant Masonic Temple. Crews are still on the scene following last night's devastating fire. Here's WBBM's Nancy Hardy.
Fire Marshal Javon Cross says crews attacked the fire from outside, knowing that the century-old building was in bad shape before the fire.
We know it's a vacant building. We've got a long history with this building.
This resident came over to the area just east of downtown to get a look at what's left of the temple that's been on the National Register of Historic Places for more than 3.5 decades.
It's kind of a shame to see old stuff like that. It's old history and everything, because they don't build like that anymore.
The roof on the 50,000 square foot building collapsed, as well as some other parts, prompting the fire department to evacuate a couple of nearby homes and close off the streets to traffic until they can be certain it's stable. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Well, six students from Bowen High School were hospitalized this morning. The Chicago Fire Department says they may have suffered suspected overdoses. One of the teens is said to have admitted to taking a prescription anti-anxiety medication. All of them are said to be in good condition this afternoon.
Illinois law enforcement officers have heard a lot of excuses from drivers caught speeding. And a state trooper says a woman ticketed yesterday south of Kankakee offered her own story, which was no more acceptable than others.
It was on I-57, and an Illinois Commerce Commission officer stopped a driver, a 21-year-old woman.
He originally clocked her at 116. He was able to lock it in at 115. She later sped up to 135 miles an hour.
Illinois State Police Sergeant Tracy Lillard says the woman offered an excuse.
The driver was heading to class, that she stated she was late for class.
And as Sergeant Lillard posted on the state police Facebook page, then the woman was really, really, really late to class.
If that 21-year-old would have lost a tire or a deer ran out in front of her where she needed to brake quickly, she's going to be unable to stop safely in time, and she could cause a catastrophic crash.
Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The Cook County State Attorney's Office is preparing to prosecute two former nursing home workers who were accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from a woman with dementia. Charles Gobert, Cook County Public Guardian, tells CBS2 the pair work for Symphony Residences in Lincoln Park.
The two individuals who the state charged today were the highest ranking employees of Symphony, the business manager and the activities director, who together took about $500,000, $500,000. They were clearly the ringleaders of all this.
Tamika Wolf and Christina Wright are charged with one felony count of financial exploitation of an elderly person. Symphony officials have not responded to the story.
The new owner of the Chicago Fire Professional Soccer Club joined city leaders today to confirm that starting next year, the team will play its home games at Soldier Field.
Fire supporter Ray Cook's been a season ticket holder for 22 years, from Soldier Field to Naperville to Soldier Field to Bridgeview and now back to Soldier Field. So to him, the moves a wash.
I really don't think it's going to make a great deal of difference. Yes, it identifies more with the city, and I think that's good. Although Bridgeview was a very convenient and excellent facility, a great stadium for soccer.
But fire fans only kept that building about half full in 2019. The team is hoping to double its attendance next year, but Cook knows it's not that simple.
Yes, we'll get more local people, but the quality of the team has a lot to do with the amount of people that show up.
So does the price of tickets, a number that will not go up in 2020. Rick Gregg, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A special trophy has made a couple of stops in Chicago.
Erica Sanchez gets her picture taken next to the FIFA Women's World Cup trophy.
Shiny. Cool.
She says she thinks the win this year means
just like a step up for women, for sure.
Dr. George Champas, an emergency medicine physician at Northwestern, had a hand in bringing the trophy for staff to see. He is also the U.S. Soccer Chief Medical Officer and tells WBBM when he watched the women's team win its fourth FIFA World Cup championship in July.
First thing I thought about was, you know, what a great result for the sport in the United States and all the lives it touches.
Dr. Champas also wants to remind parents, teachers, and coaches that this is Concussion Awareness Week, and U.S. Soccer's website recognizes recognized to recover.org, offers resources and guidance on everything from injury prevention to soccer for athletes with a disability. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Two Chicago teens are dead after an overnight crash in Hammond.
17-year-old Emily Perez and 18-year-old Mia Rodriguez were passengers in a car that police say slammed head-on into a semi just over the border at 108th and Indianapolis Boulevard in Hammond. It happened at about 10 p.m. Both were pronounced dead at the scene. The driver was seriously injured and was airlifted to a hospital, and the semi driver, police say, had minor injuries. Both the car and semi had heavy damage, suggesting speed was a factor. Mike Krause, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.